Our Shri Gita Dasa Govardhan spiritual body, we begin at place called Sahan Gavi. So this is a very special place, and these are the Radha and Krishna that has been written about very extensively in the books of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in their books Dhan Kili Kauli and Dhan Kili Chintamani. This place is also referred to in the Govardhan Ashtakam of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where he describes that he desires that he will be able to go there to that place, Dhanagati, on his Kiras, on his Govardhan Parikrama. And when he attains the mercy of Sri Krishna's Govardhan, he will be able to see that beautiful, sweet pastime of praise from above, meaning the arguments that took place, filled with the train of grass between Shishi Radha and Krishna and the gopis. So, Dhanagati is situated in the middle of Govardhan Hill, and in former times, it was practically the only place which was live going up. There was a trail, a pathway, through which one could pass, but it was very narrow. And from one side of Govardhan to the other side, how the residents surrounding Govardhan would be able to cross over, rather than going all the way around the tree touch, which is very long. So, to the pleasure gopis, they were carrying milk products. And they also, because the gopi and the gopas are common people, and therefore they're always dealing in the milk products. So the gopis were carrying yogurt and also butter in the box, belting on their heads. Because when Rishi, Bhagavad Rishi, wanted to perform a very special jagya on the other side of his Govardhan, so the gopis, for that purpose, they were coming. But actually, we know that in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, there are so many excuses that the Raja gopis are using to go out of their houses. And they go to the forest of Vrindavan, they come to Giriraj Govardhan, they go all over the Shrasana to perform various types of puja and yajna. But actually, what is their real intention? It is to meet their dear most beloved, the Prada Priyatama, Sri Krishna. So, in this case, in Raja gopis, they were coming with carrying the pots, balancing two, three pots on their heads, and they were coming to this place of Dhanagati. So, Dhan actually means charity, to give charity or to pay taxes. So, Sri Krishna and the powerful, very legitimately, they situated themselves there at this passing way. And when the Raja gopis began to come through, then suddenly, Sri Krishna, he stood blocking the way, and the power was also used by Krishna. And at that time, Krishna said to them, "Oh, where do you think that you are going?" And they said, "Oh, you're going across to the other side. Who do you think that you are?" And then Krishna said, "No, I am the king of this place. I am the king. So if you want to pass by here, then you have to pay me taxes. Because this place, it is my kingdom. And I have jurisdiction over this place." So very quickly, Govinda, she said, "What, Don, what kind of taxes you want that we have to pay? You don't have to pay any taxes. You don't have to pay any taxes before." And then Krishna said, "I don't care. I am the king of this place. You will have to pay me out, you will have to pay taxes to me." And then she told me where to go. She said, "Then how do you say that you are the king of this place? Have you inherited this from your father? Now you have become the king, the prince, and your father is the king?" And then Sri Krishna said, "No, I have inherited this place because my wife is Vrinda. And Vrinda, she is the queen, she is the predominating deity of all of Vrindavan's forests. So therefore, because she is my wife, she is my property." And then the Raja gopis all laughed, and they said, "Oh, what is this? How do you say that you are the king, and that Vrinda is your queen, and that Vrinda is your wife?" "Well, we will ask Vrinda. not their necessary authority. And then she said, he is nothing but a lousy bounty. I have no relation with him. So this conversation between the Brahma Gopis and Sri Krishna, it continues for so many hours of praying kalava, very clever exchanges of words and mixed meanings in all of their words. But what was the actual purpose of this? Sri Krishna is Radhika Shekhar. He's the most expert taster of all brahmas. And with the Brahma Gopis, he takes the highest variety in brahmas. They're so clever, so expert in all the arts, and they're filled with praying. And whoever is called praying to Kalama, the arguments filled with praying. But in the end, finally, the Brahma Gopis were forced by Krishna to take baptism. So what was the taxes that they paid? They had to give some dhan to Krishna. They gave some milk, some yogurt, like this, as a compassion. But actually what they were giving to Krishna was their praying, which was overflowing from their hearts. So in this way, Krishna was victorious there at Dhanagandhi. But the Raja Gopis, they were not going to settle for this. So therefore, the Raja Gopis, they decided to get revenge against Krishna. Such a trick on them and forcing them. So one day, just nearby, as we continued on our parikrama, there was a kunda there, and this is called Dasivartana Kunda. So one day when Krishna was coming there with his common acquaintance, the Raja Gopis, they had a very good time, and they all hid in the forest, and all the trees and kujas surrounding that area, thousands and thousands of gopis. And as the Krishna came there, with his cows and cowmen walking, oh, then suddenly the gopis, they jumped out of the trees, and they captured Krishna, they overpowered Krishna, they overpowered Mother Mother and all the other cowmen boys. And now, they took Krishna, and they dressed him as a Brahma Gopi. They put him in the clothes of a gopi, with a veil over his head, and then they forced him to put pots on his head of yogurt. So now Krishna was standing there dressed as a gopi. Yes, she walked around and came, and with the death of a converting sin, she broke the pot of yogurt, and the king shot down on Krishna. And he got all completely filled from head to toe, covered with yogurt. So in this way, the Raja Gopi laughed, and she could temporarily embarrassed, but actually came to love him so much because the Raja Gopis were actually giving him a shake of their brain. So this is called Dasivartana Kunda, where at that place, Sri Krishna was given revenge by the Raja Gopis. And these baptized, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Ramanath Das Goswami with their ashtakams, they are praying that I may be able to come there to Dhanagandhi, and I may be able to relish and witness this beautiful, sweet leela. And I will be on the side of Srimati Radhika when the Raja Gopis are victorious. Well, then I will clap and I will chant Jai Radhi, Jai Radhi, Jai Radhi.
What time?
How will it be?
Govinda
Kundare, you got it.
Near Govind Kund.
You're
performing a yajna. The gopis, groups and groups of them, they brought ghee, yogurt, milk, they were coming, crossing that place, and that place, that they wanted to cross this place, Dhanagandhi. Krishna said, this is my kingdom here, you have to pay taxes.
The
gopi says, what kind of tax? Is this your property or your father's or grandfather's that I have to pay taxes here? Krishna said, my Baba or grandfather, if it is not, it's not their property, but this Vrinda, the presiding queen of the Vrindavan, is my wife. And the queen's property is the property of the husband. Gopi said, we don't believe what you are saying. They call Vrinda over And then the pastor have you got married with him? So they're asking Vrinda, after I got married to him. By his own mental concoction, he's saying that I'm the husband of all the Braj Gopis. And then the Gopis started laughing, started clapping. But Krishna said, you have to
accept.
Has any creeper, any tree, any shrub, have you planted anything amongst all these things growing here? Or have you taken care of them? Have you watered all these? Or? You never water them. Rather, on the other hand, whatever the grass is there growing in the forest, you are destroying together with your cows and cowherd friends. You are not a king. Krishna is still continuing. No, you have to pay the taxes. Now, on the pretext of this extracting tax, and then at the Govind Kund, what happened in brief, Sri Govind Kund's katha. When Indra saw that all destroyed, then he understood that he had happened. He went to Brahma and he said, Brahmaji, and he said, because I consider him to be an ordinary person. Brahma is saying that I also consider him one time an ordinary person. I cannot please him I cannot mitigate this offense. It's better that this then Mahamaji said that all the Brajavasis, the gopis, he loves them very much. He has great affection towards them. And Krishna was always blessing the cows. He's serving them. And he's blessing them. He is serving them in so many ways and is enjoying doing all this. If we please the cows, then it is possible that Bhagavan will become somewhat pleased with you. So, and the mother of all the cows is Surabhi Devi. Surabhi cow is given to her and they told the entire incident whatever Indra what had happened. And then together with Surabhi, they went to Krishna and this Govan Kun, he offered his prayers to Krishna and Surabhi gave him Abhishek with Surabhi's cow milk and he brought Akash Ganga, the Ganga which is in the sky, with that water they performed Abhishek and he gave him the name Govinda, the Indra, the king of the Gopas, Gopis. He is increasing the bliss of all the Vajradhis by performing pastimes with Gopa Gopi. And he is also providing bliss enjoyment to all the senses he go. And so he gave him this name, Govind. This name is very dear to him. That's why this place is Kund is born, found is became famous by the name of Govind Kund. About 600 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Param Guru, Ishwar Puripad, came to and Madhavendra Puripad, at one time, they came to Braj. They were performing bhajan here in these places. And they were crying, calling out the names of Krishna and different names they were calling. Hey Govind, Hey Krishna. And they were calling different names of Krishna. And they were crying loudly in celebration of Krishna. And they sowed the seed of friends, which later on will bear the seed, the fruit of Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu used to visit this place, he used to sing the peacock or sing the. And when Madhavendra Puripad is in Ajagavati, means he doesn't go out to beg alms, then he is staying in this place. He is never going to beg alms from any places. This is his some past time for these places. And after 2-3 days, he is eating his food. And he's sleeping just for them and remembering rest of the time he's meditating on Krishna's pastimes and chanting holy names of the Lord. One time a beautiful cowherd boy he brought some milk products and he told him, Baba, why and how do you stay here all day? You are crying and crying. You are staying all all the time you are staying at this place? And why don't you beg for your alms? Why don't you beg for your maintenance? I don't understand. Why don't you go out and how do you maintain yourself? I have to go. Now it is evening. I don't have much time. I have to go and take care of my cows. This small child is saying. So he took away a pot from Madhavendra Puri Path, this child, and he said, I will bring some things for you. Same the very beautiful form of Krishna. All the time he is now meditating on this very beautiful form. Whatever he was meditating on earlier, everything is vanished now. All that is coming in his mind is only about this small child. And not even his chanting, he's only this child is coming in his mind. After some time, this child came on his head. And he told to Madhavendra Puri Path that I am hiding because of leisure. I am hiding in a certain place. Tonight he is telling him. And now you must search out for me. I am in this certain space. And like this, he made him search the deity of Gopal. Then in the morning, Madhavendra Puri Path called all the Brajavasis there, and this certain spot which had been indicated to him in the night and the dream, this same child, by the same child. Now Madhavendra Puri Path went to this place and took out this deity. This deity was established by Badrinath. And then he established his temple, this deity in that temple. And then he performed such wonderful pastimes and Annakoot, offering up so many. Madhavendra Puri Path called all the Brajavasis, invited them for this feast. And there was a lot of rice and other eatables were made and offered to this deity. And we say in Madhavendra Puri Path that he is eating with his own hands and also distributing to all the residents who were there. He is washing this with his own eyes. All the Brajavasis, they became satisfied. Everybody who distributed for prasad. Like for one month, this festival kept on being held. And kachori, puri, laddu, chapati, yogurt, every day they are offering and performing this speech every day and distributing to all the Brajavasis. And then this deity then was established. And then he later on he told that, please, I want some handwood, which you know this very famous pastor that is going to Puri and other places. One second.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Indra had tried to destroy the whole of Brahma. the origin of Indra, the worship of Odiente. Trying to destroy all the beloved cows, trees, cowherd boys, all the elderly gopas and gopis, and all these beloved darling three god gopis. So Indra, for 7 days, he was raining torrential rain, drops like elephant trunks, and thunderbolts. So at that time, Krishna, with his left pinky, he was holding Giriraj Govardhan aloft, and Giriraj Govardhan was feeling these thunderbolts like flower petals. And Indra's messengers, first of all, reported that all of, from the top, they were saying, all of Praj has been destroyed, not even an ant is remaining. After 7 days, Indra sent another messenger, and the messenger said, oh, because he came down and he saw it, the great just storm underneath, because everybody was dancing in ecstasy and chanting, chanting in Krishna's glory. They came back and said, actually, not a single ant in Praj has been inconvenienced. They're enjoying like anything. They have beautiful palatial living places on the Giriraj Govardhan. They have sumptuous food. They're all gazing at Krishna very, very happily. Indra realized his mistake, and he came down. He understood that he committed a very, very grave offense. Brahmaji, he stole the coward boys in the car. He had to try to kill everybody. Indra had tried to destroy the whole world, which is Krishna's eternal abode. He realized he committed a very serious offense. Perhaps he couldn't help him. So he went to surrender to Brahmaji. And Brahmaji said that the cows are very dear to Krishna, so you should take shelter of Surabhi Devi. So Indra Devi went to Surabhi Devi prayed on Indra's behalf that Krishna would forgive him for the offense. So then, after this, Indra and demigods had huge abhishekas, which was very, very gorgeous abhishekas. And Krishna more or less tolerated the abhishekas. He was quite bored, actually. So finally, after all the demigods had gone, then the coward boy, and then he was playing with his coward boyfriend. So this place, Govinda Goda, he was given the name Govinda. Because, actually, he was the one who was protecting Govinda. He was protecting the cows, he was protecting the gopis, he was protecting the gopas, he was protecting the land, everything. So he, Indra himself, gave him his eternal name, Govinda. In the past life, he gave him the name Govinda. So, when Puri Maharaj, he's also described the past time of Madhavendra Puri in this area of Govinda Kura. On the top of Giriraj Govardhan, we can see all temple. And this is where Gopala Ji came from, was established. Madhavendra Puripa is Param Gurudev from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is the proudest friend in our group Ramara. Before Madhavendra Puripa, nobody had his right friend. He was such an ecstatic personality. He would walk in here and there. He didn't know if it was day or if it was night. He would never beg, even. If somebody gave him food, he would accept. Otherwise, he would just survive. So one day, he came to Braj, and he was in this area, and he was chanting, remembering the past and the priest, and crying and weeping. So a young boy came, extraordinarily beautiful young boy came. Oh, your father. Why are you fasting here? Nobody fasts in Braj. We don't want people fasting. My mother told me earlier, they saw you sitting here not eating anything. So my mother sent me with some milk for you. You take this milk. So he put the milk with Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri finally began chanting again. But he couldn't forget his beautiful voice. I've never been attracted by anybody in the world before, but I can't forget this voice. After some time during the night, he drank the milk, and he became so excited on drinking this milk. So after some time during the night, he goes like this. Madhavendra Puripa, he was sleeping very, very little. He was very late this morning. He told us we should just count 4 or 5 hours. He didn't sleep 4 or 5 hours at night. Madhavendra Puripa, he was sleeping at most 1 hour 48 minutes while Dr. Krishna resting at night. So he goes in. And the same boy came in the dream. Madhavendra Puripa, I've been waiting for you so long. So this is Gopal was established by Vajranath, but then when the Muslims came, and they were perpetrating their atrocities, they were killing
big company down to destroy the deity. So the Pujari buried Gopal here. So now Gopal, he said, other than the Puri, you have to come and you have to see, you have to get me out. I want you to serve me. Krishna likes to accept the service of his very confidential devotees, and he's been waiting for Madhavendra Puri to come. So when Madhavendra Puri walked, he realized, oh, that's the one that I saw. He was my father, he was my Tanai. He was my worshipful Krishna. Then he assembled the local press party, and they went to the place where the deity indicated. Sure enough, they found a beautiful form of Gopal. So he brought out, we can see at the bottom, this Madhavendra Puri Pada, white duck is there. And there's a place where Gopalji was first established. Then later on the top of Giriraj Govardhan, he established Giriraj Govardhan, so he established Gopal. And all the inhabitants from the local villages, one day after another day after another day after another day, the merchants from Mathura, all the villages around, they were coming in turn, they still performing mantras for Gopal. And then we know that after some time Gopal walked in the hall. I had such nice food, but still my body is so hot, I was very controlled. You have to get some of it. So this is a long story, how Madhavendra Puri went to Madhavendra Puri. Wasn't going to get Nandavas. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, there was a journey towards Puri. So Nityananda Prabhu was relating his pastime to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic to hear the qualities of Madhavendra Puri. So he's some pastime connected with Govinda and Hare Krishna.
There is another place called Anurba. There is Gaurikund also is there in that place.
You're
asking somebody to speak the history of Gaurikund. Offering my invocation, he's chanting. Nothing can be heard. The most respected Maharaji, he has given me the order. And he has given me this Maharshi to verify myself. To try to verify myself by speaking. By becoming in contact with the touchstone, even a piece of iron can become into yours because of associating the iron me also becomes very something very valuable. Now we are performing this Rajmandal Parikram and in recitation of the respected devotees and they are under their guidance. This is my great fortune, especially in this Shila Govardhan. Now he has ordered me to speak some of Govindpun. Everybody who is present here, I'm sure they know something about this place. But by the pond by the name of Govardhan, offering my obeisances to this respect for this place. There are different reasons, some primary, some secondary, of this place to be present there where it is. The main reason is that it is Srimati Radharani established this pond or one. She is performing pastimes in various places, Srimati Radharani. And at the banks of this pond, Vilas means beautiful material pastimes. Sorry. I'm sorry, I can't speak. What did you speak, Gurudev is saying? How did you speak? You finished before you started, you know, again telling
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First of all, I'm offering my respects to my Om Shubha Ashwara Shri Shana, that is my Om Shubha Ashwara Sweet, offering my respects and Om Shubha Ashwara Shri Shana. Where Ashoka Sri Srimad Bhaktivinoda Nanda Swami Maharaj and Upshnapad Sri Srimad Bhaktivinoda Nanda Maharaj, so to speak, I offer my innumerable obeisances. Hindi.
I think I'm going to be here. heart. You know, that is just your chief. Thank God, the chief, her husband, and his family. In that way, Kasapri Devi is your chief of the Devi. The chief, her husband, and your heart. So, what is the case for me to love? Sandhavan was corrupted with Padma and other. And that is the way thing in Krishna. And Krishna is so discovered and coming. What is the cause? Why is the coming? So, Radhika sent a message to Rupamanjali. So, Prabhupada said that in Guru Bhakta we have seen one slope. If we just do not know what we can do, we are going to be able to get the information. We are going to be able to get the information. We are going to be able to get the information. We are discussing how to arrange the meeting about
Used to go to Surapur. She is going to Surat. And there she is having a meeting in a very beautiful pastimes there performed. Similarly, she makes an excuse in the home for Gauri Pujan or for the worshipping of Parvati. Chandravali also used to come there, and with her sakis, she used to call Krishna in that place, and their meeting used to take place. But like this one, Krishna, Chandra, Padma, etc., with all those sakis, he is performing his pastimes. And the Radhaji, in separation of Krishna, she was burning in separation, she was so distressed, and then she sent Rukmanjari. Just find out, search out where is Krishna, somehow with force, with cheating, somehow bring him here. Rukmanjari went to that place, in that kunj, in that Gauri kunj. Really, she saw that amongst all those gopis, Krishna is there, and she is saying to Krishna, you know, there is a big calamity befallen on Raj, and Asur is killing all the cows, there is a demon, stop from killing, otherwise all the cows and cows of this village will be finished. Then Krishna is saying to Chandravali, I will lift this demon, I will come immediately, do not worry, I will return, definitely, saying this much. With Rukmanjari, he went to Radhaji's kunj. Like this, Rukmanjari cheating Krishna, and he cheated Chandravali and brought him to this Gauri kunj. This is first time of Gauri kunj in brief. Nearby is Sankarshan kunj. Before that, Gauri kunj, there is the history of this place is, do you know, he's asking. And Maharaj. Are you wrong? Who's got a Guru and Vaishnavs performing our Vajnavi Parikram?
Then the rats don't go away.
Haribo. Okay. So, he is describing the description, history of Sankarshan Kunj. That's how they were celebrating the holy ones, the most beautiful festival in West. This color which they are using in the holy festival is the actually color of love. And everybody becomes colored in this color of love in this holy festival. So Krishna Chandra, the holy pastime he is performing in this place, and that time Kansa's very special one servant, Shankarchur, a demon, he began to think that if I could kidnap Balaji in some way, then to kill Krishna would be easy, because in Lalit Madhava Mata, it is described, Rupa Goswami is describing in this matter that Radhaji Suppose somebody gets married to Radharani, person becomes immortal. So, it's very nice, it is described in Lalit Madhava Dharma, it is described in that book. So, Shankarchur is thinking that maybe, suppose I kidnap Radhaji, and suppose she handed over the funds, then sons will get married to Radhaji and Krishna will be able to will be killed very easily. Where this holy pastime is being performed, very beautiful, you know, kunj and all things are there, very beautiful. Different kunj are there, present, very beautiful, one more beautiful than the other. Shri Krishna Chakrabhat is describing, in the Ashtakali Leela, he is describing all these places. In Govind Lila, Shri Krishna Chakrabhat is also describing that what is the beauty of this kunj. The coins which are wide, the coins which are decorated with jewels, speak on the topic, Gurudev is now he's beginning to connect Ravanani and beginning to go away from there. And she is calling out, oh Krishna, protect me. When she began to cry like this, then Krishna quickly to that place, Shankar Chir, he killed this demon. And on his forehead, there was one jewel. He took out this jewel. And this jewel, he handed over to Baladev Prabhu. And this Prabhu knows the internal desire of Krishna. Why he has given? He knows this very well, that this has to be given to Radhaji. But if he puts hands over this in front of everybody, then it will not be proper. So he gave this jewel to Baladev Prabhu, and Baladev Prabhu gave this jewel to Lalitaji, and Lalitaji gave this to Radhaji. So this very beautiful pastime is described. And Bajranath, remembering this pastime, he made this pond in the manifested this Sankarshan pond. One of the name of Baladev Prabhu is Sankarshan. That is why this has been named Sankarshan pond. One second. In Radha pond, Krishna and Baladev at the time of performing holy, with Prakash, with the gopis, he is performing his dances and various pastimes of holy eternally. That time, Shankachur, the messenger of Kans, came to that place. And all the gopis, just like one may chase the cows, all the gopis that there were, he began to chase them and forcefully take them away, kidnap them. And the gopis began to shout, oh Krishna Baladev, protect us. That time, Krishna and Baladev, both of them ran towards the place. Krishna said, stay here, protect all these people. And he started running away from the gopis, leaving the gopis behind. And Krishna said to Baladev, stay here, you just protect the gopis, I'll just kill him and come back. Krishna went ahead of the gopis, he killed Shankachur, on his forehead was a jewel. After killing him, he took out this jewel. Returning, he gave this to Baladevji. Why he did not give this jewel himself to Radhika? Because all the gopis will be in Mandir. That why he did not give it to us? He did not hand it over to us. You are the most dear to me. There is no one as dear to me. All the gopis, he is saying similar words to all the gopis. If he will give to one particular gopi, then others will be in mind. So he gave to Valadevji. Valadevji is Krishna. He understands everything. He gave this to Manishta. Because she is going and coming to him so often to Radhika. And to Manishta, he gave this and Manishta gave to Radhika as a gift. So this person was performed in this place. Shankachur was killed, the demon, and Baladev, she protected all the gopis, and Krishna killed Shankachur, and this jewel was handed over to Baladev. This is known as Baladev Kund or Shankar Kund. Nearby also is Anir Gaon. What means Anir Gaon? In Greek, Anir Gaon. Because He's playing his flute. Gopis, they are speaking around there. Those are very lucky that along with their husbands, they go and visit Krishna. And they are begging for love of Krishna with their eyes. Even the demigoddess, with their husband, in the place that they are traveling, and they are having darshan of Krishna's pastimes. They are seeing Krishna's roop, they are hearing his flute, and in the husband's lap, they are losing consciousness and falling down in their laps. And the calves, because hearing the flute sound of Krishna, raise their ears up in the air, and they are drinking the nectar of Krishna's flute song. And the grass in the mouth of the cows, it just stays there, doesn't go inside, doesn't fall down. And their mouths open, they are just listening to the flute song. And this calves, hearing the nectarian flute song, they become so enchanted, they close their eyes. And the milk that they were drinking just remains in their throats. They don't throw it out, neither do they swallow it. And the tears are flowing from their eyes. Oh, these living entities who are able to move. But look at the river. Even the sky. These clouds in the sky, look at them. Look at all that. Krishna is going to raise the cows. The cows. Sometimes they are going that side, sometimes that side. In sun they are scorching heat, they are standing. They don't feel this heat. Thorns don't disturb them. But when it is scorching heat, sun, and Krishna goes, these clouds, they cover sky as an umbrella. Black is Shyam, exactly our complexion. He is our Sakha. Let him not be troubled because of the sun. So they, as an umbrella, cover him. As an umbrella, they cover him. And because they are ecstatic in prayer, the tears are flowing from their eyes. Means this rain which is falling, the slight rainfall that is there. This is not rainfall. This is the ecstatic symptom of tears flowing from their eyes. These clouds are also serving Krishna. We are so unfortunate that we cannot even go in front of Krishna. If the husband will understand, they will even turn on up our homes. And look at the clouds. So carefree manner, wherever Krishna is going, they follow him. And like an umbrella, they serve him. Reading. Gopi's patience, whatever was left, that is also now. They cannot tolerate. They are so much love is increasing in their heart. They are so much eager to meet Krishna that actually they what they're speaking about the moods in Yamuna, actually it is their own moods. Now whatever they were speaking, they were hiding all the meanings of their inner heart. But now more openly their moods are coming out in these words. O Sakhis, the animals and birds are moving entities. or even these this river, which is with its very beautiful long arms. It is taking the lotus flowers in its arms and its hands and out to Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet are as if they are covered by the lotus flowers that they are offering. These bees, these are not jungle bees. By hearing flute sound of Krishna, this flow of Yamuna river, it is turned backwards now. It is flowing in the opposite direction. And which, how will it move? It is like a whirlpool. It is just going round and round and round. These are all moves of Sanatana Goswami is describing. By external vision, Yamuna, etc., they are all like inert. But Yamuna cannot be called as inert, or Giriraj cannot be considered to be non-living. The worshipable deity of Yamuna is Vishakha. That is why she. It is not that she is non-living. As some Sakhi is speaking, just like earlier words, she is speaking again. Yamuna, Manti Ganga, etc. rivers. Especially the topmost beloved of Krishna Kalindi. All the rivers. You understand that they are speaking them to be river, but you understand that Saraswati has disappeared. But Manasanga is there, this Manasi Ganga, it was not a pond today. It was a stream of Ganga flowing from here. That is why all these rivers, not all these rivers, Kalindi, they are speaking about Kalindi's emotions, moods, that when the beautiful flute song of Krishna, when they hear, hearing these songs, then it enters the ears, to their hearts, through their ears, then that very second, so much fame or lust is increasing, calm is increasing in their hearts. So much eager they are to meet Krishna, that these waves, they become like whirlpools. Especially here, when Krishna has come near the Yamuna river, it is reaching with its waves near and near to Krishna's lotus feet. And reaching near, now even now, she is reached up to Krishna's chest, because she is embracing Krishna. But Krishna come. Satisfied in the self. He ignored Yamuna. And Yamunaji became embarrassed and came back again to its banks. And now, with its waves, it is taking this lotus flower. Now, she cannot embrace him on the chest, but these lotus flowers are offered at his lotus feet by the arms or the waves of river Yamuna. Like this. Or Lakshmi, the wealth, means this whirlpool, which is in the, when the river become flooded, the waves come in the river, then the water is flowing in the opposite direction, the waves are flowing. But still, from the top, water is coming. So because of this, a whirlpool is formed. So now these whirlpools are actually the emotions of Yamuna River, manifest as the whirlpools in the river. Like this, all these rivers, with the arms, they are embracing Krishna's lotus feet to pacify, to cool the burning of their heart. Or when they embrace, then their movement is stopped, or they become standstill. and now they only with their waves holding the lotus feet of Krishna, they offer at his lotus feet the lotus flowers and from Kamala has come this word Kamala, lotus flower. Kamala means Lakshmi. These gopis are worshippers. Yamuna is the most worshipable. That is why in this world all the rivers, they are worshipable for Lakshmi ji also. All these rivers are Kalindi, etc. These rivers are superior even to Lakshmi ji and other demigoddesses. The rivers hearing the Mohan Vanshi, the Mohan flute of Krishna, they don't go to the husbands, the sea, ocean. They don't go in that direction. The river's husband is not the sea or the ocean. Now as if they want to also ignore their, they stop flowing towards their husband and they are turning their waves or themselves towards Krishna. That's advising. And with the divine gifts, what are the divine gifts? The lotus flower. They offer at his lotus feet. Like this, the glories of river can describe. Further, most beautiful poetry and further. Performing husband, meditate on these pastimes. If it is possible, if you are qualified. Don't let your mind wander there and there. The life is just for 2 days. Very short. I have received a very sad news today. In Vrindavan, there was one disciple of ours. She was sent to Delhi for treatment. She was in one big hospital in Delhi. For many years she was staying in our ashram in Vrindavan. A very wonderful devotee she was. Her moods were very nice. Never she would leave Braj. And all the parikrams she would always be present. Yet I heard today in the morning. Yesterday I heard the news. Day before yesterday when I was coming, I heard, then Umadevi told me that she is not feeling very well. She wants to have your darshan. I thought it's something ordinary, maybe sickness. I am also not feeling very well. I will see her. I will see her. Because she was feeling very sick, she was taken to Delhi, and in Delhi, she left her body. That's why all of us will pray for her. We should pray for her. That Radha Govindji and Abhagiri Rajji, may they provide peace to her soul and may she have entrance further into the kingdom of Bhajan. We will pray at the lotus feet. You also, I am requesting that you also pray. And I think she left in a very auspicious manner. She didn't trouble very much. And meditating on Vrindavan, meditating on me, in this Kartik month she has left this body. She has gone. That's why Bhagavan will be merciful on her. Today we will finish today. Translation.
Krishna, along with their husband, but Krishna's side, who has just Krishna as everything.
Yours.
He
even the ladies from the heavenly planet are Muslims. Because on the lap of their husbands, they see Sri Krishna, they are falling unconscious. But we are both unfortunate. Even the cow, taking grass in the mouth and giving it back to Krishna's fruit, they are not chewing grass, nor is the grass falling from the stump. And the calves drinking their mother's milk, when they hear the nectar of Krishna's fruit, then their eyes become closed and full of tears. They neither drink the milk nor spit it out. What to speak of the brute animals like the deer and the cow, even inert objects, even inert things like the river are rushing towards me, Krishna means Krishna. The clouds in the sky are thinking Krishna is also a dark complexion like us. Therefore, he is like our sucker, our friends. And weeping tears of happiness are forever. That tear, those tears fall and the very cooling pitch on Krishna. Alas, the coming day, even the clouds are serving Krishna. Even the clouds are serving Krishna. But we are dearer to him than the clouds, but we cannot serve him. Alas, if our husband just even talking of Krishna, then they will expel us from the house. Thus the clouds serve Krishna like an umbrella. The gopis are seeing their own grief to meet Krishna, even in objects like the river. Before the Guru, they were concealing, but now it's expressed most openly. Alas, Saki, with moving and unmoving of that, even conscious animals like birds and cows, they have consciousness. But even unconscious entities like the river, how she has offered her lotus flowers to the feet of Krishna and her legs to my hands. Alas, Krishna's form is so beautiful, the water that has passed does not wish to continue going away from Krishna, therefore it stays there when it does. And the water that is coming down the river has nowhere to go, therefore it simply moves in a whirlpool shape. Is that whirlpool, what is that? That is God's name, the force of the river's desire to serve Krishna. Sanatana Swami says, even though externally it appears that rivers like Manikyanga and Yamuna and mountains like Yamuna are unconscious, in fact, they are completely conscious. Because the Adhisthani Deva, Devi, the presiding deity of Yamuna, is Vishaka Devi herself, a very beloved gopi of Krishna. Then all the rivers, not just the Yamuna, but even like Panchganga and those rivers which are healed and pouring underground Vrindavan by the Saraswati, they are all conscious and full of ecstatic love for Krishna. The Panchganga which we see now, which is spread over a pond, only a pond, that was really a stream of the Panchganga, like Ganga Devi. Therefore, the Yamuna, feeling great happiness upon hearing the sound of Krishna's fruit, threw Krishna into her heart. She's thinking how to meet Krishna, therefore her friend expressed in the small form of whirlpool. When she Krishna comes to Yamuna, then she flows up even to the chest of Krishna. But in Krishna, because Krishna is after calm or self-satisfied, he has no need of anyone. Therefore, being embarrassed, the Yamuna goes and he speaks and offers flowers to her. And she embraces Krishna's feet by her way. Not so calm there, her desire to serve Krishna is pacified as she becomes peaceful. Therefore, the scripture you look at is often called Kamala, or all those to the feet of Krishna. So another meaning of Kamala is Lakshmi. Therefore, Lakshmi, the gopis are worshipping him for Lakshmi Devi. Therefore, the Yamuna, or actually the Kaliti, her husband is the ocean. And giving up her ocean, she is running towards her powerful lover, Sri Krishna. So from the one aspect is important, he
සියලු යමුණන්ගේ කලින් දෙවි දාහත් විස්කම්ගේ හසන ඉස්හාක් ඕතල් ඉස්නද කරවෝ තෝ ගිවිං අප් පොයින් ඕතල් ද සයිස් විස්ත කොමිටි. Therefore, we should think of all these things while performing bhajan if we have the qualification. The Buddha said, in have a great status, life is very short. So the day one very beloved disciple of Sri Gurudev, and she is more than 20 years with Sri Gurudev, performing bhajan there, and she moves to not to go to Mark. Guru Mahārāj said, really, outside we doubt, she never left anywhere. So before she came from a very good family, which outside, she was even had a nurse that was still in hospital in Delhi. Even she went to Shikshara and was there for many years. But she gave up everything and surrendered everything to the feet of Sri Gurudev. Gurudev is really her first food and her affectionate. And God loves him, which is not ever known. There was a new show affection to all the Brahmacharis and all the Punyamis. She used to take her to the hospital. If anyone was sick, she would take care of everyone. The Buddha said, always she used to come on our high grounds to get up. So Buddha heard the news. She let me know that Buddha be said, if there was any mistake, but Buddha said, oh, it can't be so serious. I will be her afterwards. So this morning, the whole family members took her to Delhi, and she was weeping. I don't want to leave her daughter. She was saying, if anything happens today, I want to perform my last rites here in Vrindavan. So this morning, she left the body. And so Guru is saying that we are praying, he is praying, and all the devotees should pray for the feet of Sri Gurudev, Shriraj Maharaj, that wherever she goes, she may be peaceful, and her bhajan may be sweet, and her next destination. Go, Premanand, and be in the air. What is this about? Okay, I'm not going to be praying.
For Govardhan, and the whole, and he said,
তাহাদের অতীত শিক্ষা পড়তে হবে না। লক্ষ্মী শিক্ষা মানতে পারে শিক্ষা দেনে মানে কিছু প্রকার যদি তো কবি অন্ত কে সংরক্ষণ নাই পড়েগা
in difficult situations. That's the problem. Cannot find the word, you can only find the word, only yell at them.
Oh, happy and always all kinds of strength will be added
to all. Therefore, there you go.
If you approve of the Sahasriya Sudhani Kora Bahu Kriyata hai, Muntrasya Seva Kari. Yogi log apna banana kyaate hai, Muni ke dwara,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.